if you're in the market for a secondhand car, you need to be wary of people trying to fob off their flood-damaged cars onto you, because this is the message from the Motor Trade Association, who say thousands of vehicles have been caught up in the floods. Their sector manager is Tony Everett. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Heather.
Do you reckon people are going to try and do this?
Oh, there's always an opportunity and someone will always have a crack.
How do you know if the, I mean, how do you spot this kind of thing?
It can be difficult. Obviously, if the car's been cleaned thoroughly inside and out and dried, it might not always be that easy. And so usually it takes something more invasive to start looking into some of this stuff. And so in the case of fresh used imports, when they come into the country, door linings and things like that are pulled out to look for signs of any flood history, et cetera, or other damage.
All right, so you really you have to know what you're doing.
Pretty much. Mm. And the owner of the car might not be too happy if you start pulling the door linings off their car in the driveway. So, yeah, it has problems.
What's the problem, though, Tony? I mean, if the car is driving, whether it's been caught in a flood or not, if it's driving, what's the problem?
Well, unfortunately, flood damage takes quite a long time to appear.
Does it?
And so the first thing could be corroded electrical and electronic circuitry. So yeah, things start stopping or not working, whatever they are. And that can be progressive and it can be a huge cost to repair, because once it starts, you don't know where it's going to finish. And so potentially the fix could be a complete rewire of the car, which is probably cost prohibitive.
Okay, so obviously your advice is going to be don't buy it off Trade Me, off some punter down the road. Buy it from a dealer, right?
Well, naturally we would say that. That said, the private market is quite a big market, particularly in the existing fleet. So when I say the existing fleet, cars are already here. And so private to private, because of the price entry points, is pretty common in that arena.
Right, in which case, obviously, if you are buying it on Trade Me, which, as you say, so many people do, what recourse have you got if you buy the thing and then later on it has a shutdown?
Well, if you bought privately, very little. Consumer law doesn't apply, or Consumer Guarantees Act doesn't apply in private sale situations. You can't take the case to the Specialist Motor Vehicle Disputes Tribunal, but you could take it to the Ordinary Disputes Tribunal, which does have a price limits. So it's a much harder process to go through. And redress, as I say, Consumer Guarantees Act doesn't apply, so the old a reasonable period of time effectively doesn't help you. You may get some redress under the Fair Trading Act, but that's more about representations made. And so it's your word versus theirs. If you didn't record stuff, we'll get it in writing and all that sort of carry on.
All right. Hey, Tony, thank you for running us through that. Appreciate your advice. It's Tony Everett, who is the MTA sector manager.